联邦自由党党魁卡尼在纽芬兰与拉布拉多省的 Gander 开展活动。这个小镇因为美国911恐袭之后接待了数千名滞留旅客而闻名。卡尼表示，加拿大人当年为美国旅客提供照料，现在是时候为自己做出一些非凡的事。
What Gander did when the world was shaken is the country we know and love. It's the country that's given me everything, my family, my education.My values. It's the country that I'm fighting for each and every day. And if you give the Liberal Party your vote, it's the country I will fight for the next 4 years as your Prime Minister.
他又认为美国总统特朗普正是等待加拿大大选有结果再同本国总理接触。卡尼说就任总理以来仲未同对方通话。联邦保守党党魁博励治朝早就在安省宾顿市一间纸品工厂进行竞选活动，承诺会大幅减低入息税率，计划将最低税阶下调 2.25%， 由 15% 减至 12.75%， 比自由党党魁卡尼昨日提出的1%减幅更加大。
This is a tax cut for everybody who has ever got up early in the morning and work hard to build our country. This is a tax cut that will put Canada first.
博励治说，在保守党减税方案之下，年薪57,000的打工仔每年悭到900元，双收入家庭悭1,800元。相比之下，自由党的方案只会令中产双收家庭最多悭825元。保守党预计减入息税推行的头两年，成本估算是每年70亿，而2027至28年全面落实之后，成本会增加至到每年140亿。至于联邦新民主党党领总面成，就先在满地可作公布，之后转往多伦多市中心晚上举行造势活动。总面成在满地可批评自由党同保守党减税计划，形容是为有钱富豪减税，指出将容许收入50,000+的人同年收入达到500,000的人获得相同税收减免，质疑是不是合理。
When you look at the Liberal plan, they're selling federal land to private developers, and most of the homes that are being built are unaffordable. That is not a plan that's going to actually deal with the crisis we're up against.
总面成表示，新民主党会在未来几日提出自己的减税计划，又表明支持减免网络、手提电话和暖气等基本必需品联邦课劳税。各党领会在4月16日和17日分别参加法文和英语电视辩论。加拿大中文电台记者王毅谦报道。